You're on the Meadowlands Insider with owner Howard Taylor, owner breeder. How long have you been involved, Howard? I mean, you have how many horses now?
63.
And how long have you been part of
horses? Since I was 72, my dad bought his first horse.
And that's how you got started, got the bug right there.
Yeah, I used to go to the track summertime and work with them. And then I started training and driving them before I went to law school.
And now you own over 60 horses, have over 20 trainers, is that true?
Yeah, right around, a little bit more than that probably.
How do you keep track of everything? That's the first question.
Computers. They have that USDA website, they have a virtual stable. As soon as the horse gets in, they email me.
Thursday night, I have a good one in Riggins. This is a baby that stepped up, won first race for Ray Snicker. Tell us a little bit about how you came by this one and what you think.
I really didn't have too much say in the matter. Ray bought the horse. As a matter of fact, I just left the sale. And he called me up. He said, I bought a colt. He's a real nice colt. I like him a lot. Would you take it for him? And it was funny that it was the last horse he bought for the year. So then he realized that he had promised himself to get horses for people. And when this is the last horse he had left. So I own more than anybody because he had so many people that he promised horses to that it was like everybody's in for 10 or 15%.
And as it turns out, so far, so good. What has Ray been saying about this one?
He told me before he raced that he thought it was the best horse he's ever trained.
And that's Riggins. So we'll keep an eye on that one. And it was certainly an impressive effort on Thursday night. Who's the best horse you've ever owned?
As I said, it depends on who you ask. My favorite horse forever and always will be was Jenny Panetta, Pennsylvania Sires champion. She won the elimination of the Mistletoe Shalee. She was second in the heat of the Jughead. I bred her and it was my first really top horse. But I think the popular consensus would be Buckeye St. Pat.
Tell us a little bit about that one. How did you get involved with Buckeye St. Pat?
Yeah, as a lawyer, I was representing a driver named Bob Harper in Ohio. Had some problems, and I was trying to buy another horse and didn't get the job done. He said, if you're trying to buy a two-year-old, I got one that I've been driving. This is the best two-year-old I've ever seen. He says, she can trot with anything a horse of the Meadowlands. He says, you should buy this one. I looked into it, and I bought it, and then I sold a piece to two friends of mine, so we each earned a third. And the guy that sold it to me changed his mind and wanted to buy him back. And I said, well, I only own a third. I said, but I'll talk to my friends. We'll give you a quarter back. And Dr. Fuller, who bred the horse, he now owns a quarter of her back, too, and the four of his own.
Now, what's next for Buckeye St. Pat?
She's in Saturday in the Armbrough Flight. I think it's $350,000 in Mohawk. And if she does good there, we're going to try the colts at Monticello the next week in the Sullivan.
Well, sounds like a plan and a good one at that. You sound excited about being in this business, being a part of this, coming out to the races, and obviously you must love it.
I do. I eat, breathe, sleep. I mean, couldn't wait for tonight to see Riggins. I plot out the week by what races, where I can be to watch, because I won't miss a race. It's my life.
What's your goal as an owner?
Probably Hamiltonian, like everybody else.
And how many young ones do you have that you could cross your fingers get to that point?
Well, trotters, not that many, although I'm starting. I have a nice two-year-old trotting filly that's in Ohio that up until last week was the fastest trotter in the country, two-year-old trotter in the country, in Queen of Lebec. She's in tomorrow in Northfield. I have the trotting colts. I think this is it. The horse that was in the second race just got beat. Make it happen. He's a nice colt. He'd be my biggest hope. Had a little disappointment this year. I had a nice two-year-old trotter with Ray last year, Southwind Breeze, and didn't make it back this year. He got hurt. So I thought I had some hope, but didn't make it.
Ups and downs in this game. You've been through them all, but you see, the hopes is what keeps everybody going.
That's so. It, exactly.
Howard Taylor, thanks for joining us on The Insider.
My pleasure. Bye.